起きているための何か。
Echo Story. My name is Eiko Tanaka and I am 74 years old. I live with my dog Aio, who is always getting into such mischief, despite his age. We are both aging cheekily and gracefully. I am blind, but not as a result of the shifting clock of time which is unrelenting. I was blinded in an incident which changed my life forever. My granddaughter Nanako is the light in my darkness. She is there to steady my soul when it wobbles and falls. I love to hear stories and fables, and as such, I thought it best if you read mine, courtesy of my granddaughter. My story is much like anyone's, at least to a point. I grew up in the same city I was born in, married and had children. I worked and loved and said goodbye to my husband when he passed, earlier than either of us imagined. I stay in my little house most of the time, gardening and cooking. Doing the things older people do. My life was ordinary and silent, safe and structured. That was until one day a knock came from my front door. It was a rainy day, I remember that. Great sheets of rain were pouring from the sky. The knock surprised me as due to the weather, who could be out in such a downpour? I went to answer it quickly, curious to see who it was. Standing on the step there was an old lady, much older than myself, who I admit am pretty old. She was small and haggard, her back bent over in a stoop from years of pain, not from the rain. Her eyes were milky and narrow. Her clothes were loose, and she wore a cloak which took her away from this day and age. She was, with respect, a frightening sight to behold. I greeted her, but she said nothing. I pressed her again, but still no sound came but from the rain pouring around us. She continued to stare at me, as if scanning through my bones. She rested on my eyes, which have always been something of interest. My violet eye color was unusual, and many would remark on it. She did not, however, but screwed up her face. I was unnerved but thought she might be in need of assistance. I asked her if she needed help, or a warm drink. To this she parted her lips and out came the most awful sound. Low and guttural, it crept from her mouth and flowed deeply into my ears like a hot warm oil. She spluttered and her eyes widened. She croaked out some words at last, asking if I were alone. No, I replied. I had my dog, of course, though I think she meant someone else. She laughed a wicked laugh. You will be, she told me. It came suddenly, I was unprepared. Who would be to what happened next? She unfurled her withered hands, the long black fingernails extended like a wing on some wicked bird. She leapt forward and dug those nails deep into my eyes. I could feel them enter, but at first without any pain. Like sticking your finger in your ear. Then the nails began to gouge out my eyeballs, tearing through the optical nerves like a horrible pair of scissors. She tore them out of my head, for what purpose I did not know. The pain and the disorientation took hold, and in a whirl of agony I collapsed to the floor, her cackles leaving me as she made her way down the small path and out of my life. My neighbor found me eventually. I had passed out and was stunned by what had happened. As the days and weeks unfolded, the police informed me the same woman had been reported in the city, each time inflicting some pain on someone and taking a different part of their bodies. Some, naturally, had not survived the ordeals. It seems I were lucky. I do not know truly the reason why she attacked me. I know my eyes were what she wanted for whatever the reason her mind told her. I am changed by it, but I appreciate I am still here to live the life I have. I now suffer with insomnia due to the ordeal, and it is very hard for me to have the energy I need for the day or when I get little rest at night. Stories take me away from the reality of my predicament, that and the love shown by my granddaughter who has always been there for me. I have been able to adapt and find some solace in different things. I just take each day as it comes and am thankful that it wasn't worse for me than it could have been.